Nothing. You know what? That might just be the episode title. That might be it. Thank you, Kendrick.
Are we
thank
on?
Thank you, Kendrick. Are we on? We've been on. We're ready to go.
Hopefully we can upload. We've
been ready. Let's do this.
Hopefully we can upload the episode because you played the whole song and, you know, they might be like, damn, that's a lot of yelling and screaming and voice switching. Like, eh, my bad.
Go ahead. But, you know, YouTube knows good music, so I'm sure they'll let it slide. But anyway, we might have an episode title, and it might just have to be that. And it's here right now on Alternative Blacks. I am Eric Vincent.
It's your boy, Troy.
And it's time. It's time to discuss what everybody's been waiting for. The anticipation is always sky high. It is always so rewarding when you're looking forward to something, and you actually get exactly what you want. Like, we all been kids for Christmas. We all have had those kind of moments where we sit there just waiting for what we waiting for. And you tear that package up, and it's exactly what we wanted. That's the feeling that we were given yesterday. All praises due to the Most High, the King himself. Ain't no big three. It's just that trained assassin from Compton, Kendrick Lamar, who finally responded to Drake. Everybody's been waiting for it, and I could not wait to talk about it. Me and Troy worked together, and I saw the tweet as I was about to punch back into my job. Hit him immediately. New KDOT drop.
Yeah.
Could barely focus on anything. Both of us. We both were locked in, just trying to pick apart what it was. And boy, oh boy, again, I can't emphasize enough that this absolutely delivered through all the expectation. Y'all called him out. We challenging the boogeyman. Kendrick, we need you. Hip hop savior. You look like you planted the game plan to lose. That was cute. That was real cute. Until it wasn't. And now here we are. And now it's time to talk about it.
Here we are. I mean, someone obviously hit the shenanigans, but it's okay. You know, I get it. Like, y'all guy finally came out, made some music. Like, it's a joyous moment because y'all don't get this shit ever. So enjoy it. You better be glad that my guy brought your guy out of that fucking little cubby, pulled him off that pull-up bar. Hey, let's go get in the ring. So you can be thankful for that to happen. So yes, enjoy it. I'm glad. I'm happy you happy. How about that? I'm happy you happy. I'm glad you enjoying this moment.
That means a lot. That's a real friend right
there. And now we're here. You know, it did. The song dropped at 8:24, which was strategic. 8:24 West Coast time. Shout out to Kobe Bryant, RIP Mamba. That's Euphoria. That's the GOAT. And it came out, and I was I didn't give a fuck. I just stopped everything. Like, this was the priority, listening to that. So I listened to it, and I was excited. Like, okay, yeah, this that shit talking. I'm here for the engagement, the back and forth. Like, the whole narrative of rap is already, like, you see what we getting with rap music. So to have people, artists of this caliber, of course, I'm excited for the moment. But to sit here and say, he ended him, or it's a funeral, or he poked a bear.
We'll get to all that. Let's address the art first. Because it's not a song. I wouldn't consider it.
I think a song
would be disrespectful. The art needs to be analyzed. It not just from the song. Again, like you just said, from the timestamp of when it was uploaded to honor Kobe, the image art in itself. Like, the tweet coming out calculated on his, everything to a T was planned and strategized perfect by Kendrick. And we talked about this. That's what it's going to have to be. When it started as the with Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, we said they all going to come with the rhymes. Where they win is through strategy. And people have appreciated Drake's strategy. I have my opinions on it. Kendrick, I think, delivered on the strategy from start to finish that was flawlessly executed. Just simply coming out and starting the record, talking to him like a disappointed father. Like, look, you've been rushing me. You've been calling me out.
That's what you call it?
That's exactly what I would call it. He came out calm over Teddy P. Like, what are we talking about?
I thought he was still in that little New York apartment. You know, what's the Mr. Morale little, like, I thought he was in that vibe. He was talking all calm.
But New York apartments are expensive from what I've heard. So, I mean, I don't know what he's talking
about. He made his little comments in the beginning. That was cute. Yeah, you know,
he addressed him like, hey, listen, you've been talking like you just this guy, and like you're just so calculated, you're ahead of all this. Like, I've seen all this coming. I seen your angles. I knew your game plan. You're playing right into my head, and now it's time to murk you.
That little introduction, that part was cute. Like, all right, it was a build up. It was anticipation. Yeah. And when you're battling and these type of things, I think it's not just only you know, strategy is what you say, how you do it. So it's all a part of it was a slow build up, and I was expecting it to, like, all right, cool. Like, I know the beat about to switch, and the beat switched, and he brought amazing energy to it, like, to match the beat with amazing energy. And he said a lot of things. And my only thing about it is that, I don't know, I don't want to talk about the whole entirety of it, because I think if the track is maybe too long. Like I said before, he probably could have got a lot of shit off without all of that. But hey, again, it's y'all boy. Y'all here to see him. So yeah, like, how did you feel about it? Like, after the B switch, what did you, like, did you got chills down your little fucking good kid, Mad City spine? Like, your DNA just started going off the, like, charts, man? Like,
I enjoyed the start, and then as soon as the switch happened, I'm like, okay, all right, now we're ready to go. And then the third switch, it was crazy, because, like I told you, he talked about it on Like That, first person shoot, I hope it came with three switches. How many B switches did he have on this song?
He had three crazy switches.
So then he brings in the third one. It sounds like some shit off Batman. Like, if you listen to it in the bag, like,
yeah, you hear it. Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was crazy. I'll even take this part, because Drake is normally the guy who wins on production in his beefs, in his, like, you know, when he puts his tracks together. Like, I really like the Duppy beat. I was kind of confused by it, but how he complimented that record made sense. Back to back, great beat. Pretty much everything, Charged Up maybe a little, like, lukewarm, but besides that, he comes through on the right beat. I feel like Kendrick is killing him on the production aspect of this.
I'm not gonna do that to you. Because I'm not gonna make that comment that I made earlier about the whole Like That situation, but okay.
No, go ahead and say what you gotta say, bro. Don't be shy today.
I could say the nigga went Kevin Durant on the whole Like That. But hey, I'm gonna let y'all have y'all moment. But
that's crazy. That's
his
crazy.
Production with Like That was cool. All right, bet we can thank Metro for that. But now this one,
he was the producer.
This one here, Cardo and Johnny Giuliano, like he has some producers on there. They did fire. But I,
if you're a millennial, you know what those two mean.
I definitely, you know, I think Kendrick did come with great production, and you a fool to think if Kendrick ain't gonna have no production that's gonna match his sound. Right. So I think, you know, he's coming to battle, and like the track was it was cool. It was some things that everybody did say, but then he did hit like some like aspects of the flow of his track that he hit some shit that, you know, made him like, hey, like, all right, cool, this what you want. And it was 6 minutes, and again, I'm like, all right, this warrants a response. This is, you know, again, I'm a fan of the, like, exchange, so, all right, cool, like, you did your little thing, but y'all Kendrick fans really acting like he just ended his career. Y'all are like, oh, Troy, man, I can't believe, did Troy, you, oh, he smoked his head, this, oh, my God, like.
I don't see how you can say anything other than he smoked the hell out of him. That's a fact. I'll take it to the point. Now, granted, the fight's not over yet.
No.
But, dog, he got a mountain to climb to get over this. I'm tired of everybody talking about some, oh, he didn't say anything because he didn't pour out any new information. Bro, I literally listened to this man hit a triple entendre about Parkinson's to Jay Prince and his family. Like, I'm not listening to y'all downgrade this record because he didn't reveal no new information.
I'm not
cooked this new, bro. Stop playing.
And I'm from the standpoint of I'm not downgrading it. I think personally, what in my opinion, like I get what you're saying, but I feel like now he don't have a mountain to climb. I feel like now his response, all eyes is on him. Like no Pac pun, none of that shit, but all eyes is on Drake now for his response because
absolutely.
All right, cool. You walking around with this confidence, like, all right, bet, like, yeah. Like, I hear that shit y'all talking, but no. This nigga, like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, like, y'all think I'm scared of this nigga? And that's what the type of energy is going with. And, you know, and that's a good fight.
Talking about from Drake or?
Yeah, okay. Like, and both of them. Both of them not scared of each other. And that's a good fight.
Definitely.
So, a mountain to climb, no, I think he has to put up an adequate response to this. And everybody out there, I want y'all to take a great fucking listen. Push-ups is a response to like that. Yes. I don't know what the fuck happened with First Person Shooter. I just know push-ups in my eyes is a response to like that. And I'm can't score no round one yet until I hear Drake's response to Euphoria. So he has an adequate diss he needs to come reply back with, because I'm going to tell you off top, like, no, ain't no more like push up shit. Ain't no like you're going to have to, you know, bring your A game with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's been like, yo, I've been waiting for y'all niggas to like push me. And like I said, both these niggas just been shoving each other in the circle. Like, no, you swing first. No, you swing first.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick just hit him in his fucking mouth. When you drop your four, okay, bet. Now this nigga going to have to hit back. And his punch got to hit this nigga back at the same rate or even harder. So if that nigga drops some bullshit, I'm going to be looking like, all right, dog, this ain't what you really wanted.
Bro, it's over.
But he's showing and he's making shit seem like, hey, we can go. Like, again, if I'm Drake, I got a big chip on my shoulder. All this Pusha T shit and all of that, like that, you know, that shit's still playing on his mind. So, all right, bet, like. Mm. I'm about to smoke this nigga now. Like, all right, cool. Y'all want to, this is who y'all want to pit me against? Cool. I'm going to smoke this nigga. I'm going to put this nigga in the White House.
I like the bravado with the confidence, man. I really do, because it's going to have to be there. I think, again, the only reason I'm even giving him a chance at this point is because of this red button that he keeps threatening. Like I said the last time we talked about this, every diss song got to end with a reasonable cliffhanger and threat at the end. Him and Kendrick did that. Kendrick actually alluded to a few things. He said, back to back, I like that record. I'm going to get back to that for the record. So he must have some information on that song. So I don't know. But that was a cliffhanger that I caught. Drake, same thing, mister. This ain't even everything I know. Don't wake the demon up. Ooh.
Yeah.
So, whatever that red button is, and everybody who's saying, ooh, they're just jabbing, Drake, it's time to pull out a sledgehammer, bro. It's time to pull out a machete. It's time to pull out a rocket launcher. Pull that joint back from, what's it called? I'm forgetting the movie. With the Marlon, we pulled out. That's what he got to pull out, bro.
Don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace. I'm tripping. Go. Yeah. You got to pull out a don't be a menace missile at this point to get off this hill.
Nigga, it's not a hill. He has to put up an adequate response.
Why are you acting like this is some light shit that he just put out?
It ain't light. It ain't light. But let's not. All right. Let's clear this up. These niggas are always going to say they got something on each other. These niggas are always going to carry a, oh, I can say this. And we don't know if it's true or not. But, hey, the facts let them come out. But, hey, I'm just want to say this battle alone is not going to be one off tee. I think personally a red button shouldn't just be one person. Again, like, I don't know what to explain it. I don't know if it's one track. I think it might be just a bunch of fucking just that type of timing, but hey, only time will tell what the fuck this nigga is alluding to. And if he's only alluding to one fucking song and that nigga only come back with one track, like, all right, cool, that's y'all. Nah, my nigga, we gotta pause rounds. And that's just how it is. Like,
but my thing is, people, I'm saying,
it's only May, nigga. It's only May.
Even this summer yet, but like, you talk about like they always gonna have something on each other. What does Drake have on Kendrick that he's put out yet? Because everybody's still hyping
push-ups up. Allegedly. They're going to always have something on each other. Right, allegedly.
But my thing is this. It's something. It's more tangible to hear Kendrick talk about, you put a cease and desist out for like that. And I don't feel like Kendrick has a reason to lie about that. Drake is coming out here talking about, oh, you were made to do it. You were told to do a record with Taylor Swift and with Maroon 5 and Top got all this portion of your percentage and da da da. Like, Kendrick shouted him out on the song. If that was true, I can't hear Kendrick shouting out Top and giving him respect and props in the same record. That don't even make
all
sense.
All this shit is alleged, and I think it can't be one off T. Like, it just can't be one off T. Like, I don't know, man. I definitely think, like, they're going to always have that, oh, you don't, this is what I know about you, and this, who sounds more believable. My thing is, I think Kendrick might take a little, before I say that, the cease and desist, if that's true, we need some explanation behind
OVO
that.
OVO Nation, you we need some cooked.
If
you better bring it to
bring it to the light.
True. Oh my!
Bring it to the light, and if it's true, then we need some explanation on that. Yes. I'm not gonna sit here, refute it. Like, everything they saying is alleged. Bring it to the light. Let's have facts. But Kendrick is so mysterious. We don't know shit about him. Mm-hmm. That if Drake has something to say about him, that we all can kind of be like, oh damn, for real, and there's facts behind it, that can alter him because he has that mystique by default. So again, don't just drop one track and be like, oh shit, I just showed y'all this one thing. And then be like, mm-mm, oh yeah, like my job is done. No, Drake, like, because if he responds, you're gonna have to respond back. Like, don't, I'm speaking from a fan of, I ain't like the way you bowed out the Pusha T shit. So if this thing gonna, if you and this thing gotta trade subs until y'all in y'all 60s, cool, go for it. All that, like, beef and shit, for real, like, outside of wax, that shit whack. Like, and I ain't trying to, like, y'all can rap about sliding or and shooting shit, all of that. That's cool, keep it in the raps. But, like, man, like, y'all niggas really, like, I'm not trying to see the other side of it. Like, no, like, keep us entertained. Like, we not trying to have no fucking, shout out to the ladies who rap, but we ain't trying to have no fucking Glorilla summer, no Sexy Red summer.
I
but
was hoping you said that name. Yeah, thank nigga, you.
Like,
I was hoping you said her name.
Like, for real. Oh,
that's the best line of the song. That's one of the best lines of the song. I see you my pop ass well.
That nigga.
Oh, the other alleged, we talk about legends on there, and that he alluded to in the song, one of the rumors that we've been talking about is the possibility of him being on First Person Shooter. So when he said, I'm surprised you wanted the feature, we still got a debt to settle. We still got a score to settle. He said that on the record. So
that needs some explain. I need some explanation too, because if that nigga reached out to First Person Shooter and he said, "All right, cool," then if Drake left, then we got, hey, this looks kind of funny now. Yes. Drake is like, hey, like, yeah, let's hit up Kendrick. But if Cole, I look at Cole bitch ass like this. What if Cole said, hey, no, I got this idea, nigga. Like, trust me, I'll get Kendrick. Let me reach out to him. I can see it in the world plan like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm Drake, I'm like, you weirdo nigga, stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah,
I told you it wasn't gonna work, nigga. Remember what's that? Remember the Titans when they tried to, when Sunshine tried to tell PD it was cool they can go in the restaurant? He don't want to fucking listen. That, Cole,
I told
is,
you what you mean. I don't know.
Cole is Sunshine. Cole
I
is
was
Sunshine.
Playing with you.
Exactly, nigga. Oh, Cole is Sunshine, but no, I can see that. But no, a lot of shit got gonna need some explanation, and I'm glad he's been doing the Instagram post, like, getting a reaction, like, oh, to let us know we see it, but I'm glad he's not talking to a screen on there.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's not typing up no fucking,
a hell of a response to one of the best rapper alive just cooked you.
I'm glad he's not typing no explanation, like, hey, the cease and desist not true. Like, I'll keep it in a wrap.
That's true. He learned from the Pusha T thing.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So I'll don't do all of that, but ain't no hill to climb, dog. Most of the shit the nigga said, everybody already said, but he did it in a disrespectful and in a good way that Rick Ross would never be able to do.
That's fair enough. Do you know why I think it's a big hill to climb? Again, I'm taking record to record. Obviously, I think Kendrick has put out the two best records out of anybody that's participated in any of this. Also, you have to look at the damage that's been done after. Again, you get Cole the fuck up out of here early. I like your example of calling the first round a weigh-in. Using like that, push-ups, 7-minute fail, like, all that was the weigh-in, and Cole didn't make it to the next round. He didn't make it to the main event. So I like using that. So clearing him out, that's points for Kendrick. Drake, the second verse, the second song he got put out, that song is out of here. And then even listening back to it, I don't care if people, if let's say that people do like the AI and they do like him challenging Kendrick, where you at? Oh, when you gonna drop? What's taking you so long? Nah, you following through. None of that sounds good anymore. All that is done. Like, I like just like First Person Shooter, Kendrick's verses in music has made those songs age like bad milk. That has to count for something. It's not just who has the better record or who spilled the tea. It's not about all that. It's about how, what, like, what the true effects are. And I think they clear as day, especially when your guy is as public as he is with stuff. So,
well, one is taking it a little bit more lighter than the other is. The other is a little coming off a little bit more.
Who's taking it light?
Drake, what he's been putting out. What he's been delivering has been light, in comparison to Kendrick has been rapping with some conviction. And yo, like, I really have a dislike for you. You can hear it. And this other nigga is like, yeah, I'm toying with you. Let me play. Okay, cool.
Double Dutch raps. That's what I call it.
However you want to call it. And that nigga. Hey.
Okay, bro.
Cool. It was a let me give y'all something. It was a B-side Lucy. It was a, like, that song Summer 16, one of those.
And that's why, like, bro, it can't be that. You need another back to back, dog.
It's a way in, though. It's a way in.
There's not a, well, yeah, that was a,
that
way
was
in.
The yes. way in.
Now Kendrick said, okay, no. You got a 6-minute mountain to climb off. This
nigga need to be following up immediately.
Yes.
I hate to do it and be like, oh, like, granted, nigga got 17 days. We could put that as a max. But strategically, like you said, that nigga needs to drop immediately just to, hey, fuck all that shit. Like, all right, cool. Like, because again, if you got that fucking shit that you got in the tuck that you've been teasing, like, yeah, drop. Like, you've been letting niggas know, like, yo, I want you to drop so I can fucking, I want you to hit me so I can beat your motherfucking ass. That's what it feels right. like. And it's like, okay, cool. Now, nigga, everybody's looking at you now. And that's where I'm like, yo, you took it light. Now this next response, I'ma be real. You can't be on no light shit. And again, like, you battling, you know, the Kendrick voices and all of that, nigga shivering at the fucking end. I don't know if it got cold in that New York apartment or the nigga was, you know how you sweat from a workout, go to the AC. Like, he must have been doing mad pull-ups and then walked into his motherfucking apartment and AC on blast and shit. That nigga
had that little shiver.
But he got to battle all of that shit, and, you know, people like, he has to battle the level of disrespect, because it's like,
absolutely,
Kendrick disrespected him, but he did, like, kind of spare him along some of those lines, too, though. If you peep, like, when he was saying, like, the pacifier, I can get back to that, that's random acts of kindness, that was fire, but he, like, played with that line, and he didn't really, like, go in that hard on those lines, so he spared him a few, which lets me know, like, oh, he got more in the chamber too. Like, he definitely waiting for that nigga to respond too, because he gonna respond when that nigga respond.
I don't know how I sat through a 6-minute record and then thought after he could keep going if he really wanted to. I don't know how I felt that, but that really felt like Kendrick could have kept firing. And I'm kind of still on your point about the shot clock with Drake, because while Kendrick, according to the stats and the timeline, so what, Drake took 22 days to drop Push Up after Like That came out. Kendrick took 17 days to drop his, and a big reason that everyone on the Kendrick side would say was, let him have his time, let him cook, let him take his time, is what he does. Drake has given him has put himself in the position, again, this is all a part of the hill that I'm looking at, he's put himself in a position where you can't let Euphoria climb, bro. You can't let it get momentum, you can't let it get to NBA on TNT like that, it's already about to hit number one by the end of the week, you can't let this get any more legs, and you're putting yourself in a position where all the stuff that you was just talking about, him having to drop fast, you should be doing that right now.
I look at it as, Like That opened the door for the boogeyman. And I feel like Euphoria, the boogeyman, came outside and revealed himself.
Yes.
So now this nigga standing in front of you now.
Yes.
It ain't no time to be like, I'm waiting 17 days. Like, mm-mm. You're not on tour. Like, nope. And I want your response to be just directly to Kendrick.
Yes, yes.
And I'm a fan of music, nigga. Please, like, put all these other niggas in the blender. Throw Lucy's out. Like, you serve that nigga, and then get back to them other niggas, because, again, we need music. And if Kendrick, you putting this on a CD, you putting on a, they should drop CDs again. Like, fuck it. Give us a whole nostalgic feeling. Hey, y'all can pick these up, like, that'd be fire. Niggas storming the store.
Yes.
But I want them to both drop projects with this type of energy behind their project. So Drake definitely has to respond. I get his nigga. He got to respond by this weekend. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry. Because it's allegedly that Kendrick, that track was 20 minutes.
What do you mean? Like
Euphoria was 20 minutes, allegedly.
He rapped for 20 minutes and they cut it down to 6.
It's alleged, though. I don't know.
What are we talking about? What?
It's alleged.
Bro, that's crazy. And believable, though. That's cold. I hate the way that you... The way he's screaming. I can see literally like him screaming at the mic and the engineer having to pull him back. I hate the way that you sneaked it, bro.
But you...
Blacked out in the booth, bro. You know, that dude left Earth.
You know Drake been sparing him, too, though, right?
Stop!
You stop. Know what I haven't heard that I'm surprised he hasn't said yet?
What's that?
The Buried Alive interlude, man, on Take Care.
Oh, God.
He still got them V's to that, so I don't fucking know if he gonna have 40 chop that nigga up and talk to that nigga in the verse. That'll be cold. If Drake got some bars for that nigga and then he has that nigga responding, and that'll be cold, but he hasn't used that angle yet.
No, he hasn't. Help me with something, though, because here's something I don't like that your camp does.
Okay, I know we're gonna talk about each other's camps.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Let's get our pet peeves off, because there's one thing I don't like, and again, the songs kill these narratives, so that's what I appreciate. However, something that's really making me mad throughout all of this, and it's not even just fans and bots or whoever else. I see this from people on TV, on internet shows. I just saw Cam and Mace talking about this. Fat Joe, who's even weighing in. I don't know who let him have a fucking podcast. Fucking Joe. You're not allowed to say nigga either. Anyway.
Wow. Shout out to Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Anyway.
Shout out to Fat Joe.
Why is everybody policing Kendrick's lyrics so hard? Why is it like, why is everybody putting restraints on what he's allowed to talk about? Like, I heard you say it. I've heard everyone else say it. He's taking stuff that Push already said. Or, oh, we already knew this about Drake. So, we know about his son in this. So, what does it even matter that he's saying it? But how he's saying it is fire. That's the point. It doesn't matter. Why is it so okay for Drake fans to police what Kendrick says, but we don't do that for Drake.
I got a valid explanation.
Please.
I, for one, said the track could be shorter. So that's why I said he said a lot of the shit that people's already been saying, which he is no way around that. It's the fucking obvious, and he could have just done that in a shorter time. And I agree, it's how you say it. So that's why I'm saying he's saying it. This could never be a Rick Ross diss. Like, he would diss him better. So, yeah, Rick Ross said along the same lines, but this nigga Kendrick said it better. So I say, like, yeah, he said a bunch of the shit, like, all right, cool, like, could have did it in a lesser track, but he ain't really go too hard where niggas, like, I said that because niggas is acting like he ethered him. That's what I said. Niggas acting like he just put that man in a casket. That's why I'm saying that.
Pedophile on 3 different beats. I don't know what else he has to do.
And they'll get to that, and I think that that's a narrative that they, again, in the media push. But I think a lot of people on social media gives their opinion, and they fucking opinions be stupid. So a lot of them be saying shit like, just crazy shit. And you Kendrick fans, what I don't like about y'all,
let's talk about it.
Y'all are fucking Democrats. Y'all are the ones that are reaching for the fucking black vote. Y'all playing on that propaganda shit, which is like, all right, cool. Like, and he says it in his raps. Kendrick will say it in the Euphoria. What do you say
specifically?
He said, if you don't vote for me, if you don't download Euphoria, you're not black. That's what the fuck he said. That's basically what that nigga said. Fuck out of here. But anyway.
What the culture say. I heard it. Yep, I remember.
Cool.
So what's the problem again? I'm sorry.
You Democrats try to be, we so woke and we Drake, he's this artist. And y'all try to act like Kendrick is the purest nigga and he just birthed in the fucking Nigeria. Okay.
I didn't see them call. I didn't see Drake on the Black Panther album.
They threw him a bag. He got a look. That's cool.
They
could have
called Drake for that. Why didn't they?
You know why they didn't?
Oh, okay. Because he's not of the
the nigga is half Jewish. They not call. He's not like just half white. The nigga's half Jewish. That's a big strong thing. Like, it's kind of like between the two artists. That's a battle too, alone in itself.
I look at this like, he even said it in the song too. He said, "You OVO niggas is dick riders. You come over here, you steal culture." I look at them niggas like British actors that be coming over here and acting like Americans. Then when you hear them talk for real, it's like, "Oh man, where you from, dog? You got me from ATL. Here, from Detroit. You got me from where you from, dog? I'm from Brixton now." Like, oh, wait, what? Man. Hey, man, I ain't trying to hear that. So no, I don't. Kendrick's angle was smart, and this angle never loses, especially when it's believable. Side with the people. That's what he did. He's like, "I'm the culture feels." He spoke for the people, and he wasn't wrong.
So if I'm from another country and I come over to your place where you live and reside, and I don't show love or respect their culture and show homage to your culture, that makes me a dick rider. I'm just asking. If I came to your crib and it was a tradition for y'all to eat the fucking banana bread you made on Sundays, and I came over on a Sunday, that sounds totally racist. No, my bad, hey, bro.
Let it rock.
Listen, I came over on a Sunday to eat the banana bread, and you knew that was a part of the tradition, and I'm like, "Man, I fuck with y'all." And I just said, "No, I ain't eating that shit." Like, y'all will look at me away.
I mean, that would be one thing. It's another thing to, like, copy and paste shit from Drake the way he does. Like, everything I feel like he's been doing for the longest time, even like his split with Future, like I've heard conversations about that. Me and you talked about that. Like, I feel like everything that he's done in terms of like how he camouflages to different styles and stuff, people look at that as versatility. I don't. I look at him as just trying to catch on to the next wave and just copying and pasting other people's flows instead of making it your own. Like, that's a different thing. Like, when you sit up here, the only flow that you really try to make your own is Future style.
So him having different flows, or him writing but to have a flow in this type of tone or this type of cadence, that's him taking somebody else's style. And if it's coming from him writing it and it's like, "All right, cool, I got a track like this, let me rap at this tempo, let me rap on this snare," and it's like, or "Let me rap on this hi-hat," just because Future or somebody on the same song and they rap at that, don't mean I wrote my lyrics about fucking all my bitches drink lean and all my bitches scammers. Drake not saying shit like that, but again, this a nigga who collab with people, and when you making these collabs, you want to be hot. And it's, come on, dog. Like,
bro, he made us like, it's, that's what pisses me off even more about his whole angle of the first. I don't think any of his angles in push-ups made sense, from the drama give me 50 aspect or even the Taylor Swift thing. You trying to like make it seem like, "Oh, she controls everything you do." You literally said on the same song you called Kendrick out on that she would make you wait
what
to
if she
push
does?
Your joint out.
What if she does?
I would understand that, but you trying to act like it's a chink in Kendrick's armor is crazy.
But I'm asking you, what if Taylor Swift says, "Hey, no, Kendrick Lamar, no, you can't drop in May, you can drop in June." What if that's true?
If that's a fact, then sometimes you just gotta know where
to move. Mr. Morrell, and step your ass up out of my fucking office.
That's crazy. I'm a wait. Of course I'm a wait.
Mr. Morale, step your ass up out my office and push your fucking release date back, nigga.
Your man is in a record with Morgan Wallen, bro. He is.
No, it was in a video. It was in a video. It was in a video. It wasn't no song.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that
was
a video. Yeah. Come on, man. That's all he does.
But now we're just bashing each other's artists. We're losing the
topic. That's all I want to do.
You Democrats are so fake woke over there on the Kendrick side, man. Y'all niggas need to relax. Y'all gassing y'all mans because the shit that I've seen on the internet coming up that this nigga could be tied to, and if it's true, and that's the dirt Drake dropping, I'm not gonna say it because it's a legend and I don't want to spoil it, but I know you probably scrolled across it on Twitter and you was like, "Oh shit, like what the fuck is this?" Like, but I'm gonna just let it be prepared, and if it's that, then we got a nice little battle going on here. But I think Kendrick did good.
Great.
He did good. It's not no tough hill to climb. Depending on Drake's response, yeah, I'd be like, "All right, this nigga definitely still at the, you know, like, I'll give you my critique then." But no, y'all niggas is going crazy. And my reaction to Drake's record, it'll be recorded, it'll be documented.
We'll see.
My prediction is coming this weekend. What do you think he's going to drop?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to come on a Friday. I think he's going to try to do some random stuff like Kendrick did on the first Tuesday.
Tonight?
I say by Thursday.
By Thursday?
I say by Thursday.
It's Wednesday right now, so you say by Thursday.
Yeah.
You think he dropped Thursday and let it live through the weekend?
I can't see him waiting till next week.
I can't, yeah.
That would shock, like, I'm not going to like downplay him or like take no points away, but that would shock me if he waited till next week.
It's going to lessen his impact and his blow. For sure,
I can see that.
No, I'm saying Drake. If Drake was to wait,
oh, you're saying that. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that.
The longer he waits,
okay,
I feel like the more he's gonna like soften the blow, unless it's just something just out of this world. But
what if Kendrick drops another song?
Ooh, I like that. That would be.
What if he drops?
I hope he do. I hope he do. I'm here for the sport. Go ahead. I'm here for the sport. Go ahead.
That'd be crazy.
Go ahead.
That's a possibility.
And hopefully that nigga know who acted in Sixth Sense and what?
Yeah, I can't help you with that.
I see where he was going, but damn, I like, can't help you.
Because I really thought about it. I'm like the idea is cool, man. You so angry when you saying it, so I'm gonna let you get your shit off. But that's definitely Haley Joel Osment, not
yeah.
Joel who gonna stop him when he's in kill mode though? You gotta let that rock.
You fucking Democrats.
I just like that he's validating, man. Again, like you feel this way when Drake puts his stuff out. Kendrick, the narrative's been around him. He's never been really battle tested. We don't know what he's gonna do. Even like I like the simple point of how this started. When J. Cole said, "Y'all so thirsty to put me in beef, dissecting my words and looking too deep."
Nigga, don't ever say nothing J. Cole said in this fucking beef.
I'm just saying, Kendrick comes out and says, "Don't worry, niggas, I'm gonna validate you." No, there is beef. Come to the center stage and address this. And he got his ass up out of here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Scurry on.
I love it.
Scurry on, nigga.
I love it.
Don't let the dough hit your dreads.
This is one of the best. Again, we are truly seeing the potential crowding. We don't know how it's going to end. But we are seeing the crowding of this golden era that we've grew up on for all this time, man. It's crazy to watch.
How you feel about Metro and Future got a show in Toronto? The tour. You think it's gonna be some bullshit going on?
Yeah, you know he gonna buy up. Well, is it an arena or is it just like
I forget like where it is? But you hear the rumor, right?
What Drake gonna buy up? Have
no, it's the same weekend as OVO Fest.
Oh, that's smart.
That's messy.
That's smart.
That's messy.
But I'm for that. That's still Musical Wars is similar to him. You know, playing the drums outside of Magic City.
I see Metro and Future having tech issues at their show. I want to throw it out there. Remember, I said that shit here today.
Hey, Frank, come in late on Tuesday.
I see them having tech issues. I definitely see them having tech issues.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, if Kendrick drops another track, I'm here for it. Hey, come on. Like,
I want to
apply pressure.
I want to hear about a West Coast beat after Drake.
We know he got one.
Oh, like something like The Game off of like Doctor's Advocate.
Yeah, and he didn't do that one like voice like he be screaming. What's that one shit he be doing? What's the fuck? Well, when he had on that like ninja suit and what video was that? DNA.
I am the Omega. Oh, that one.
What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, in that video too.
He didn't need to do that.
Don Cheadle in that video? Yeah,
that was crazy. That was crazy. Hit the button. He just freezes up. He didn't have to do that. He took his time. He elevated what he needed to. He brought it down what he needed to. He was stealing your guys' flows and copying. Let him. You know, I can do it better than y'all. Man, flawless execution again. I'm calling it a tall mountain to climb for your boy, not the man, because we ain't seen him yet.
And if y'all want to know what he did with his time, he tried to remember all 6 minutes of that.
I've literally got every word down. I'm not finna hold you.
It's cool, man. Like I said, enjoy this moment. Yo, guy finally came and delivered some music. Not when Top told him to, but you know he. You know, he drop, you know? Like, that's what he did.
Yeah, them double dutch raps work, man. You know, I'm sure that'll work in Foursquare.
And you fucking Democrats chill. You motherfuckers. And you know those Democrat fans that nigga got that just plays into that propaganda, that whole... You already know. You
don't like the Drake can't say nigga no more? That's his... Metro, shut your whole ass up and make you jump. That's the most memorable note in that song. But now, when Drake goes, he gonna hear that now.
How come he can't say nigga no more?
He hasn't. To me, he ain't been allowed to say nigga since Pusha T. He ain't answered for that yet. You answer for the blackface, and I think about it.
He answered the blackface.
I don't believe that.
Did he not answer? You said he didn't answer. He answered, so nah. His answer wasn't good enough. His answer wasn't good enough.
All right. Taylor Swift, Jimmy. All right, let's go.
Y'all see what these fucking Democrats I be talking. That nigga just turned into a Democrat right live on the mic.
Kendrick won't be best. I'll do it for him.
This nigga Eric birthday coming up. He said, if you not at my birthday party, you are not black. That nigga just did that right on the microphone. That's crazy, right in front of me.
Oh, shit. Come on, man.
He can say nigga.
Moment, bro. He can't say nigga. No, he can't. It's going to be weird next time he says it. You know it is.
You can't tell him he can't say nigga and J. Cole can say nigga. You can't.
Did you see the tweet where it said Drake in the next song and it's Chris Brown from that Little Dicky record?
Oh, man.
What up, buddy?
Internet is undefeated. That nigga can say nigga. His daddy is black as shit. He's from Memphis. Like, don't
Steve
do that.
Steve Harvey suit nigga made him.
Don't do that, man. But I get it. That was cute, Kendrick. Let's keep playing with that narrative. Mm-hmm. And that's cute, but
play your role, man. Keep the moment going.
Again, we still got more of this fight. And we do. Again, enjoy the moment that we got now, because just enjoy the moment that we got now, please. We don't know if we'll ever see some shit like this in rap again. It's very memorable. I think,
let's put it on wax, we won't.
This better, I don't want to say it, but I think this is more, everybody's more observant because of the time we're in than the whole Jay-Z and Nas thing.
I agree with that. I can't even unmute my mic. I agree with that. I think the internet has made this more fun, and it's put more pressure on them to do more, because, like you said, it's one thing to rap at that local radio station because everybody not finna hear that. Now, everybody, and I like what Kendrick said on the song, we can do this on film. Well, we can do this on camera. Like, I would like to see that. Step on a stage on some Versus shit, on some hip-hop Royal Rumble, just put on beat after beat after beat, whatever. Just go. I would love to hear something
coming
like that.
In at 5'4", under double digit shoe size.
Where is it?
Kung Fu. Fuck out of here.
Oh, it's a moment, man.
Speaking of coming to the stage, how was the draft in Detroit?
Man, yeah, speaking of moments, good Lord. Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to Detroit holding it down and showing the NFL.
Good job. Nobody.
What an event is supposed to look like, bro. No. Oh, my goodness. The NFL draft just wrapped up last weekend. Talk about living up to the hype. It absolutely lived up to all the hype, I think.
Yeah, that shit. It was definitely, as a football fan, like, I was like, damn, I ain't taking no time off. I was just like, but I need to be out there. I was like, I can't just have a draft come to the city and I just don't go see it or check it out as a football fan. I'm like, no. So I checked it out. I saw this fucking weird Democrat walking by me. Oh, shit. I did see you. That's crazy, dog. You was in that hey, man. Yeah.
This man is floating around. Yeah. I was sitting up there trying to tweet about this man and live food and stuff. Like, I don't think this is where Troy is. Eric. Oh, my God.
I saw him rigging those.
Was kidding. But no, man.
Saw him rigging those votes, right, man. On his way.
Nigga, everybody was in that.
It turned out beautiful.
Everybody.
And then, like, everybody from every other, like, state had their teams rapping. I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit, these niggas really, like, really traveling. And then it was just from what they had, just we ain't never seen downtown be mapped out like that. From all the way to Hart Plaza, up Jefferson to fucking even parts outside of this fucking area. They had setups at Eastern Market.
Yes.
They had setups at where was it? What's the name? Where the Tiger Stadium used to be?
They had
some stuff for the kids over there. I was just like, that shit was crazy. I got my vertical jump on at one of those things. I tried to get my, you know, my rookie signing papers, but next year, Goodell, right, next year, boy. But it was nice, man. The food trucks could have been better.
Big facts. Big, bro, the food was definitely the worst part. No disrespect to those who were there. bro, let's step it up next year. Yeah. Please.
And don't get me wrong. I saw at least like three good food trucks that, you know, popular, like Slow's. I saw them out there. Yep. You know, the typical, but they were in one area. But then when you like walk up Wilbur, where everybody just walking the street blocked off, food trucks were cheeks. Like, it was not nothing good.
And then they hit capacity twice on Friday, or the Thursday and Friday. By the time, like, when people were trying to go get food, you couldn't even go to where the other trucks were because they closed the gates and you only could go to like Mom's Spaghetti or like the other, I don't even remember the other two joints. And then you paying like $20 for the drinks and whatnot. Bro, yeah, they was fooling with that. I did not like how they set up the food at all. But like, we had talked about it like for a year. Like, how are they going to set up from Woodward to Hart Plaza? Like, how are they going to make this happen? And they did. They had that boy like a rat race, bro. Yeah, crazy.
They had the crackhead sucked away. But I tell you what, that Sunday morning. No, that, what day did it end? Saturday? That Sunday morning, they was back out.
Big
niggas bought one of them a sandwich. The other one kept repeating about the coffee being bad. I'm like, all right, y'all niggas, but cool, welcome back.
I knew it was different when I went, when you walked, when you were at Woodward, is that church right next to Comerica, where they be posted up at over there?
Not one inside.
None of them was over there. I'm like, oh, no, this is bad. Man, something happened, bro.
Maybe they was inside the church. They could have been inside the church.
That was crazy, man. But yeah, I'm so happy for Detroit to get 700,000.
And you know,
they crushed the record from last year.
You know what's weird to hear? Everybody who was from who wasn't from here out of town, they were just saying like, oh, it was so fun. Detroit is fun. Detroit is fun. Mm-hmm. I had fun there. And I'm just like, damn, like, all right, well, you know, like, cool. And again, this is a part of the agenda. I keep telling you, this shit, Detroit is getting gentrified at a high pace.
Yeah.
And everybody about to get priced out.
Yep.
Everybody about to get priced out. It's taking over. 600-room hotels attached to Cobo. Or TC Huntington, whatever it's called.
TC Huntington.
Sitting off the river. That shit about to be like, they not playing. This bridge coming. So this draft was a look. Even people from out of town, they should have it in Detroit every year.
Facts.
Come on. Facts. But y'all niggas did get lucky weather-wise. I'll tell you that. What is this? El Nino summer, or what was they say? Whatever type of summer. It's about to be hot as fuck this summer. Y'all be prepared. Hey, this about to be one fucking heat wave. I just want to.
April is May now, but April was never as hot as it was.
No, never.
It's always rainy for like 95% of the month. You maybe get a snowy couple too. Nice days in Michigan.
It'll snow and it's snowing at us in April too. Don't forget that.
We got blessed up here in April. May about to be beautiful too. A lot of good stuff to enjoy, man. I hope everybody had a good time at the draft.
It was fun.
I guess this is a lot of cool stuff. NBA playoffs. I've been able to check that out. Like, we see the change of the guard of the league in itself right now. I mean, we saw the Suns get swept out. Kevin Durant gets swept again. We see teams on life support. Lakers got, I don't know, it was a 5-game. They got duffed in 5. It's been some pretty fun series out here, and I'm liking, because this is like where we like to crown the next up. We've seen the Anthony Edwards breakout, Jalen Brunson been teeing off, Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton messed up
cost me parlay. I just needed 8 assists from you. Just 8.
That parlays have ruined relationships. I swear to God.
But
man, the NBA playoffs, especially the first round, never disappoints ever.
Fuck Boston. not a C's fan.
Not at all.
I'm loving the energy behind Minnesota. I'm definitely loving the Wolves. I think they're about to give Denver a nice run. Mm-hmm. I think Anthony Edwards, he's starting to solidify his name more, because he, to my knowledge, he's not always like out due to injury. Like, a lot of these younger guys, like, don't get me wrong, Luka's from overseas, so he's like young and like he's his style of player. But Anthony Edwards, American player, like, I don't know. I think he really running shit. So I'm glad he got that supporting cast. And, you know, his team only going to get better. Like, he got Rudy Gobert and he got fucking Carl Anthony Towns, which I thought was a Chico. So
facts.
They starting to look good, man. They playing their role.
Yeah, he played 79 games last season out of 82. Yeah. That's crazy for a superstar or for a star, period.
Yeah, he definitely making some noise. And, you know, that was a good win for him and them to put Phoenix out. Blow that shit up. Phoenix, y'all are cooked.
Yeah.
Y'all are cooked.
That's done. Devin Booker, come on back to Detroit. Bradley Beal. He told us, I'll never get swept. Came out there today. I'll be damned.
They keep trying to attach Book to New York, to the Knicks. So.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear that.
No, don't fuck up what they got going on in New York.
Nah, yeah, facts. They don't even need that. I don't like the Knicks, but I appreciate where they are now with Brunson as well as he's playing.
Randle out of the lineup. Imagine if they would have had Julius Randle in his lineup.
Oh, like, man.
And I didn't even think Hart was going to be a dog like that with them, but he...
Crashing the boards crazy, bro. He's a dog over there for them.
Yeah, I think this. Do we got any predictions? Who you see coming out of each conference?
Man, I don't see anybody getting past Denver. Denver's too deep. Jokic is just he's a dog. But then again, Jamal Murray been out here going crazy too. Michael Porter Jr. got some family motivation, so I think he's gonna be working very hard this season or this postseason.
If you was related to that nigga, even if you just got that last name, Porter, just change it. Just because that nigga and his family keep getting in trouble every week.
That one hurts to see. But I'm going to go, it's fuck this team, but I don't see anybody getting past Boston either. I think Boston.
Fuck Boston.
Boston will come out tough. I think they're staying healthy. They're playing well. They're hitting a peak in the postseason. They're staying healthy. I think this is going to be Denver-Boston. I think it's going to be a good six
game. They smoking Miami right now. Yeah. I think – I don't know, dog. I think Denver going to meet that match with Minnesota.
You think they're going to get them out of here?
I think Minnesota going to get Denver out of here. You got Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. From a coaching standpoint, I'm using my big man to play around Jokic. But then, you know, they, like you said, they do got Porter Jr., they do got Jamal Murray, but you got Anthony Edwards. They got some size over there in Minnesota, too, so that's a good matchup to watch. And then Dallas just don't have enough. Like, they good.
No, I don't believe in Dallas.
They just don't have enough. But I don't no. – but OKC, that's another one. Like, that's another one that can sneak by. But I got Minnesota – Minnesota or Denver coming out the West. Well, they play each other. I got Minnesota coming out the West.
Shit, Rudy got to be the – again, he didn't got his defensive player of the year tags, but he got that for what he does under the rim. When you're playing against Joker and you're playing against a versatile team like Denver, you're going to have to step outside and defend everywhere, and that seems to be where he struggles the most. They literally hunt him out in them situations. Cat been going crazy. Like, yeah, I know Anthony Edwards – he's been playing good. I think y'all got to slow down with Kobe Jordan. Like, let's not go there yet, please.
Let that nigga.
But Cat's the X factor. He's been playing his ass off. He keeps shooting, 40% from three and stretching out and, you know, giving the effort he's been giving defensively and offensively as well. Yeah, I think they can have a chance. OKC is crazy surprising right now.
Yeah.
I'll own it. Chet Holmgren, I thought you was going to be a project for a minute. Hey, bro, you got it. You got it, bro. I'm a Piston fan. I had who I wanted in that class. He was not it. I can openly admit that I was wrong. You got it, bro. You are a dog. You doing your thing. But I feel like the experience of Denver is just going to be enough to outweigh him, even with Shea playing how he's been playing. So, but yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good to see. Again, these are fresh teams that we're seeing at the top. Even Denver itself, they're not like – what Golden State's been the past 10 years. So
no, not at all. It's a new day and age. I think the NBA about to restructure themselves. I predict LeBron staying with the Lakers, retiring a Laker, Bronny taking over as a Laker. I see Bronny going there, then working it out in his favor. I see, after that though, I see a lot of niggas going to the Eastern Conference. The West is looking too young. You got to deal with OKC. You got to deal with some teams over there in the West. It started, like, we knew it was going to be that way since Brown went to L.A., but everybody over there, like, you got to shit the Spurs, Vic. You got to deal with a lot of shit over there. So, I think a lot of things are going to go East, but.
And I think even if you look at the East, it's kind of coming up. I mean, even from the, like, you know, Cleveland being where they are, Indiana breaking out over the past couple years, and now adding Siakam over to their lineup. Orlando, who's way ahead of schedule. Like, it's a lot of talent.
Donovan Mitchell leaving. He ain't staying with
Cleveland. Yeah, I don't think he's staying.
He out of there. I don't think so. And that's a big piece.
Yeah. They They're supposed to take advantage of that window. He been hurt a lot, him and Garland. Yeah. And Evan Mobley's shown to be overrated, like I've been telling y'all. But he, I don't see him staying either. He's another one they try to throw to New York all the time.
Yeah, don't go over. No, I don't see him going over there. He, I mean, team-wise, his best bet might just be to fucking stay in Cleveland. But Jimmy Butler needs somebody in Miami.
He does.
He needs a, like, what's his face? The nigga we just talking about, Donovan. Donovan would be nice. Nice compliment to Jimmy Butler.
Makes sense. That could make
Jimmy,
sense.
He takes his time off. He'll turn into like a fucking court general. And he'll try to distribute the ball and set it up. And Tyler Hero, he just not.
Just he's not number two to me.
No, he not at all, dog. He not. They rely on him too much. And you try to get like a Donovan Mitchell this offseason. Guy who can give you a little bit of defense, a guy who can score like an aggressive score next to Jimmy Butler. Because if I'm preparing for these niggas, all right, cool. All they got is Jimmy Butler. Like, we got to limit Jimmy Butler, make sure he don't get the ball in these certain areas and make sure he's not scoring. Cool.
How much longer till we see the Pistons in postseason action?
I mean, it may not be that long, to be honest. They might be one or two pieces away from having a fucking solidified lineup. Fire the fucking coach. I don't know why y'all niggas brought this nigga in with this type of team at this fucking stage and then pay him all of that fucking money for what? What the fuck has he done? What has he done? What has Monty done? Like, I get, look at his resume carefully, and what the fuck has he done? I would take a Tom Thibodeau over a fucking Monty.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely been the biggest disappointment of all this. I think they have something in Cade, but it's going to take a lot to get him the help that he needs right now. And that's going to have to be tough because, you know, Troy moved up for Jalen Duren. Jaden Ivey's emotional ties to Detroit. It's going to hurt getting rid of one of those. And I ain't going to hold you, bro. A lot of people don't put his name in there. But at this point, considering where they were, I would even put Asar in the conversations. Like, he's done nothing to solidify himself as a, oh, we're doing, there's no way we would trade him. Cade is the only name that you should not be touching.
Yeah.
In terms of any kind of movement. Yeah, but
you definitely got to take advantage of Asar. I would definitely package Asar before I touch Ivy or Duran. We need Duran more than we need Ivy though. So we'll see what you can get for Asar. See what you can get for him. But
yeah, they're gonna have to float a lot out. They got cap space. They got some pieces, and they unfortunately they're looking for a basketball president of operations. So they got a lot to do. Unfortunately, a lot of catching up to do. Again, while the league is growing and getting stronger out the West, out the East, they got to get it together quick. If y'all don't want to end up in Seattle, let's turn it up, y'all. Like, right now, right now.
Because niggas already complaining about how the stadium is, LCA. Yeah. So, yeah, we may have to get that together. They
start with the parking, please.
Yeah, they definitely – I just want to see where they land at this draft. So, that could be a good sign.
Right.
Draft somebody decent. Look at OKC.
I think they'll trade it. I don't even think they're going to draft
it. Look at OKC, though. Look at.
Yeah, they lucked
up. Look how
up.
They did it. So
they lucked up tough. But it's a lot to catch up for that. Again, we're going to be. We'll be locked in. We'll be locked in checking out the draft. We'll be locked in. The playoffs. We'll be locked in watching the NBA draft when it comes. That's in like, what, just a couple months? There's a lot going on right now. So
football season almost here.
Man, it's 2024 shaking up, man. There's a lot of good things going on, man. I appreciate y'all being here, tuning in with us, enjoying this euphoric feeling. You know,
did you work out today?
All this happiness, rejoicing.
Did you work out today?
I feel like I can go do kung fu outside. Like, I just so much going on that's feeling great right now, man.
I was going to say, if you didn't work out, man, just go ahead, drop down, knock out 50 push-ups. Easy. Easy money. Go ahead.
I don't like double dutch. Thank you all for listening, man. I appreciate you all. But I am Eric.
Thank you.
Vincent.
Thank you. Yeah, I am your boy Troy.
We are Alternative Blacks. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again next week with another episode.
Peace.